And now this is a dictation for Terry, excuse me, Tony, T-O-N-Y, Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, August 19, 71, address Salete, Dr. Sarve Pali, 866-419-3504. Dear Dr. Sarve Pali, a follow-up for Tony, has advanced renal failure, congestive heart failure with low ejection, has aortic valve disease, last visit September, AV fistula to be placed December 12th, Dr. Bonacci, B-O-N-A-C-C-I, transplant evaluation, University of Michigan, to start it December 5th, they come to Midland, frequent nausea, in the morning, but no vomiting, eating and appetite, weight and appetite is stable, no diarrhea, bleeding, or changes in urination, no major edema, symptoms, or ulcers, no skin rash or arthritis, chronic dyspnea on activity, not at rest, no purulent material hemoptysis, no supplemental oxygen, PND, he has never smoked, denied palpitation syncope, there was an abscess on the right with antibiotics and maxillin that has already healed, other review system is negative, medication list review, inhalers, short-acting insulin, triglyceride treatment for refractory hypertension on hydralazine, Demadex, nitrate, saldactone, metoprolol, clonidine, PAS. Next paragraph, today blood pressure, 148 over 80, alert, neural wheezes, no consolidation for early fusion, no arrhythmia, no pericardial wrap, no ascites, tenderness, or masses, no major edema or focal deficit. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries from November, creatinine 3.8 has been slowly progressive over time for a GFR of 18, a normal sodium, potassium acid base, low normal albumin, normal calcium, liver function test not elevated. I don't see phosphorus or cell count. Previously, there has been anemia. This is already a few months back, 11.7. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 4, progressive over time, associated diabetic nephropathy, prior hypertension, and heart abnormalities. It does have nephrotic range proteinuria. Given the normal albumin and no edema, non-nephrotic syndrome. There has been resistant hypertension, reason for the number of medications, including diuretics and aldactone. He did not tolerate ARB losartan. Clinically, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. He does have underlying cardiomyopathy with low ejection fraction, but clinically stable. Prior stress testing, no reversible defect. Plan for AV fistula and transplant evaluation. continue to monitor chemistries. For anemia, we need to update iron studies, update PTH for secondary hyperparathyroidism, and update phosphorus for potential binders. Appropriate treatment will be done for those abnormalities as needed. We start dialysis based on symptoms. No indication for dialysis at this point in time. Come back on the next 8 to 10 weeks, end of dictation,